you know, we always knew the league was going to be a difficult operation for us. You know, with the squad we're working with, and the, you know, the level of inexperience we had, and you know, even within the experienced guys that we did have on board, you know, there was a number of them injured, and you know, and even Glenn was always going to miss the first five or six rounds, and you know, even though she was knocking about, she was never playing, and then Amy Boyd-Carrie gets concussed in the middle of the league, and you lose her for three or four rounds, and you know, we just kind of everything that kind of could go wrong did go wrong for us. But look, we were in some of the games we definitely acquitted ourselves very well, and had we had you know, a bit of luck on a number of occasions, you know, the whole thing could have worked out differently. But look, once the dust settles and the cold light of day, I think, you know, with the direction that Donegal and that Donegal team are going with the you know, the departures they've had in the last couple of months and the ones that are going to come in the next few months, you know, it's probably Division 2 is a good place for them to start the rebuild. You know, if they were going out in Division 2, I think they'll find their level well in Division 2 next year with the younger girls that's going to be left. So with all that in mind, you know, we managed to get an awful lot of players on the field during the league and get a lot of football for a lot of younger girls. And I think that'll stand to them, you know, come championship. And, you know, championship is always your focus. Like, nobody wants to get relegated. And but look, it is what it is. And, you know, as I often say, once everybody gives everything they have, there's nothing more to give. And that's what they did in the league. So, you know, you take a bit of honour from that as well. It'll stand to us going into the Cavan game on Sunday.
Yeah, obviously missing a number of experienced players. Have you managed to coach any of them back yet, Maxi?
No. We'll have one or two, all right. But you know, all the usual big names that's been bandied about. You know, there'll not be many of them. But as I say, it's not something that's come as a surprise to us. You know, it's not something we didn't know. There weren't sudden departures, and you know, this group have given so much over the last 5 or 6 years. You know, we when there was some of them interested in staying on and prepared to give it a go, you know, we felt that management level we had to back them for all the time that they'd given us. So, you know, we knew it was always going to be difficult, and you know, there's many a conversation has happened, and I'm sure there'll be more. But look, that is what it is, and you know, we're going to a game with Cavan on Sunday. They're a Division 2 team. They're very much at our level, and it's a game that's very winnable for us. And you know, that'll more than likely put you into an Ulster final, and you know, from there, anything can happen. And, you know, I think it was your esteemed colleague Maureen pointed out that we've often gone into the championship on the back of leagues with, you know, with hopes high, and we've fallen flat on our face, and she says maybe it'll work the other way this time. So maybe she's right.
Yeah, well, listen, you could get a bounce, you could, Maxi, off the back of a one at the weekend against Cavan. It would, I suppose, rejuvenate the whole thing. So it would.
Yeah, it would. Look, to be fair to the girls, you know, I think when you put your expectations, you know, at the correct level, at the level they should be at, and you know, when you know what you're dealing with, you know, each game brings, you know, takes on a life of its own, and you know, when you take out of it what you have to take out of it, and you know, our expectations were never overly lofty. I know at any stage, you know, we knew we could compete with everybody, and you know, we knew, you know, we should be that far away, and that was the case a lot of the days. Like the Galway game, the first day out was, you know, it was very close. The Meath game, the second game, was very close. You know, had it not been for that, you know, the fortuitous goal that Meath got and off the crossbar, you know, I think that's the game we probably could have won. So look, you know, when you know what you're dealing with and you frame it in the right way, and you know, you set your targets and you know, your objectives in these games, you know, which for us was largely developmental and getting as much football for people as we can and trying to unearth a couple of players and trying to, you know, get them closer to the level that they're going to be at during the summer. You know, it's not a case of looking at the nature of the Mayo defeat was definitely cruel. You know, the first half was just a calamity, and you know, that probably took a wee bit of getting over, because we felt that was a game we definitely had a real chance of winning. And look, we've played Mayo subsequent and challenge games since that, and been a much tighter affair than what it turned out that in Letterkenny. So look, the nature of the defeat that day was tough, because we were so much the architects of our own downfall that day, and you know, and having to face up to that and take that on the chin is never easy. But look, that's what you have to do. And the girls know that, you know, at the outset of the year we were the Division 1 team and Cavan and Armagh were Division 2 teams. So you know, it's still a competition that's very winnable for us. You know, your All Ireland aspirations are probably slightly different, but you know, we don't hold any fear of these teams, and Gavin will be coming to this one, you know, really buoyed with the fact that, you know, we don't probably both the same team sheet as we had this time last year. And look, we've had many good battles with Gavin and Chelsea Sammons the last couple of years, and they've given us all we want, and I think they'll definitely see this as a great opportunity for them as we head for Breffni on Sunday.
Yeah, just you mentioned the All-Ireland Series finally, Maxie. If you do get a win on Sunday, it will benefit you come the All-Ireland Series, which would mean that you would, I suppose, avoid certain big teams and certain groups, isn't that correct?
Yeah. If you'd be lucky enough to get over the line on Sunday, you know, no matter how the rest of the competition pans out, you know, it would leave you in a group with maybe the likes of Laois and Galway or Mayo, which, you know, Laois again, you know, just up from intermediate and playing the football division 2 again, would be a team we feel that, you know, at the level that we're operating at. So look, you know, with that in mind, but Sunday's a big game for us. The prize for winning Sunday is huge, but look, we've been in this situation before, going into the Mayo games, the Dublin games, the prize for winning those. You were staying in Division 1, the prize is huge, and it didn't work out, so look, that doesn't bring us any guarantees, but look, it does mean that the girls go into the game, you know, knowing that the thing is still very much in their own hands, and, you know, the destiny for the summer and the trajectory after Sunday is usually in their own hands, and, you know, I think if we could happen to come out of Breffni with the 3 points on Sunday, it would really give us a huge lift going into the rest of the summer.